there, how are we doing? Welcome to the Dream Bubble Show again. So look, hold on, I want to talk about something that keeps coming up. Wanting to do multiple things at once, okay? And I think this happens a lot when you are aware that time really is an illusion and everything kind of already is happening at once, and sometimes you're just in this pot of endless possibilities. I don't know how else to put it. So I'm constantly diving deep. I'm constantly listening to stuff. I was just listening to Jake Ducey. He's a best-selling author. If you don't know him, he's a YouTuber. Check him out. Very inspiring. Basically created a meditation to brainwash himself into getting rid of all the beliefs that no longer serve him, which is very related to my concept of the dream bubble, although I'm twisting it around because I'm basically saying, you know, let's hop into this bubble, right? Like, kind of how Abraham Hicks talks about the vortex, but my concept is, okay, this is like dreamland, like your ideals, your only uplifting positive thoughts, like if you had a draw bubble, right, and what you'd want in there, and all your visions and your dreams, like, are true, like, fairy tale land is real life, you know? And so, you know, the concept of my show is, like, taking that bubble, like, we hop in this bubble of pure bliss energy, right, like, of the fifth dimension, you know, there's only love here, only that frequency, you know, peace and love, harmony, all good things. I know good is very, it's not the best word to use the term, because that's influenced by judgments and what's good or bad, right? So that's debatable, as people would say. So actually, it's interesting because people will bring certain things to your attention sometimes as reminders, and it's like, oh yeah, wait, hold on, good, that's not the best example. So yeah, so now I have all these thoughts coming to my head, but this topic here that, oh man, maybe I should just start talking about everything in my head without even thinking. Without thinking, right? Like, without judging my thoughts and just share my thoughts here in the dream bubble, because I go off on tangents. But I was just thinking about yesterday, I was like, you know, helping my dad, you know, working with my dad a little bit. And he does like carpentry stuff and he's his own like boss, you know. But we needed to go to Home Depot, and I said, oh, that's a good store. And it stuck with me. You said that's debatable, because it made me think, oh yeah, there's that term, good, there's that term, you know? And it's interesting, because that's just normal conversation, that some people might not even be fazed by that, they might not think about anything, but that stuck with me, because I remember listening to something about the law of attraction, and just about, you know, there's no good or bad, so that raised an eyebrow for me. I'm like, oh, yeah, actually, it's debatable. Some people don't like that place, and why am I saying it's good? What's the word? What's the term I'm looking for? So what I was thinking was like, oh, it's a place where we could probably get what we need, and I kind of like the atmosphere of the place, but you know what I mean? It's not like, doesn't matter what I think of the place. The fact is, and I have mixed feelings on the place, myself, but we use these terms, you know, we use these terms to describe things, and I think we really need to be conscious of our words, and, you know, but studying this, it's a lot about the feeling, and I'm sitting here trying to take notes. I realize I don't have enough paper. Like, I'll buy a notebook, and I fill it up, like, right away, and then I'm like, why did I okay, so I bought these shipping labels, because I want to make these stickers, and I thought these shipping labels are a good way to do it. They have a sticky back, and I could design it, draw whatever I want. So I was writing notes on here, and my thought was about time. So I'm sitting here thinking about all the things I want to do, and what I think is really important, which I am going off on tangents today, because I realize I really am in this spot right now where I want to do all these things at once. So drawing this circle representing time now, not the bubble. And I'm going to draw lines on things that I want to do. So, you know, I want to make a podcast, which I'm doing right now, but I also want to upload my podcast from yesterday that I made, which I made while walking. So I'm finding that I'm often wanting to do things at the same time, and it's like you need to slow down, right? You need to breathe. You need to breathe because you really want to be in that moment and clear, you know? You want to just focus on that one thing at a time, really be present, unless you could do two things in that same mental state, you know? If you could still, maybe you're doing yoga moves, right? Like, this is something I want to do. I could do yoga while recording a podcast, like I'm moving around, you know? It's like, why do I want to do 20 things at once? Maybe you need to build a team, you know? So I want to, like, re-upload a video right now, you know? And I want to build my email list. Like, these are all things. It's like, so how do you know when's the best time to do these things? And I got invited to probably 5 different things, all happening on the same day, this weekend coming up, that I want to go to. Like, I'm always invited to stuff, but, like, these are things I actually want to go to. Like, 5 different things I actually want to go to. And I'm like, why are they all on the same day? And it's like, okay, can I do all 5? Like, that's how I am. I'm like, oh, maybe I could do all 5, you know, go to each thing for an hour. I'm like, that's a lot of stuff besides my normal day. So, hey, how do we balance time, you know? How do we balance time when it's made up? So this is something open to discussion that I want your feedback on. And these podcasts, again, I don't want to just hear my voice the whole time. I'm sharing different topics that I would like responses about. So what I'm going to do this time is upload this podcast, and I'm going to have a blog, put it on a blog, okay? So you can fill it out. Like, respond. So maybe you want to have a podcast back. You know, maybe do recordings back. Maybe these are like, you know, I'm coming up with these ideas. Like, there's this app, Rap Chat, where you have a song, right? Like, there's a beat, and you can record your vocals, right? And now I'm like, this is a podcast where I want you to record your vocals. Like, fill in the blanks when I pause, you know. But again, I'm going to have to give you a long pause. I don't know how long you're going to talk for, so you're going to have to edit it yourself. No, this just means I need to interview people. Okay. Realizations. You know what I want to do? I want to buzz my hair. And these are antennas, our hair. So maybe that when you do that, you'll get more clarity and you'll know, like, what to do when what. Like, I think it really comes down to the pull of where you're going, right? Right now, I'm like, oh, wow. And I need to do some yoga. But I'm like, hey. And I'm checking my email, like, you know, I'm like, okay, what am I, if you think you're, you know, I want to Google this right now, what to do when you want to do multiple things at once. Okay, we're just gonna look it up in Google and see what happens. And, I know that's like a sentence. I don't know if Google can handle it. Okay, 5 ways to multitask effectively at work. This isn't really... Okay, plan ahead. Don't wait until you're in the middle. Don't lose focus. Divide your time. Use available tools. Manage distractions. This is 5 ways to multitask effectively at work. That's not really... How to do multiple tasks at once. This is not really what I want to do. I mean, you can do that. First things first... You can give an illusion of doing 2 things at once, but most of us can't really split our focus like that, you know. They say, the scientific reasons, okay, addicted to multitasking. This is a podcast of me doing research. Okay, addicted to multitasking. Let's see, the scientific reasons you can't stop. This is Rike.com, R-I-K-E.com. Blog, addicted to multitasking, the scientific reasons you can't stop juggling work. Confession time. In the course of writing this article, I've checked Facebook, Slack, Skype, and Reddit, Instagram twice. I've switched to two other tasks and sent four emails. No, the irony is not lost on me. Distractions are everywhere, and blocking them out can feel impossible. New emails never stop coming, along with questions and requests, blah, blah, blah. Many people know that focusing on one task at a time leads to much better results, yet we still find ourselves multitasking in an attempt to check items off our lists twice as fast. So why? Okay, so Miss Frizzle, apparently, is diving deep into the brain to find out how attention works. What happens when we try to multitask? And what we can do to make our desire to do too much at once work to our advantage. Okay. Neuroscience 101. This is your brain on multitasking. Again, this is Rike blog. I don't take credit for this. I am skimming and researching about this because I'm interested and I want to share knowledge. So, W-R-I-K-E blog. Neuroscience 101. This is your brain on multitasking. Trying to multitask actually changes the way your brain works. When you focus your attention on something, it activates part of your mind's motivational system, the prefrontal cortex, which wraps around the front of your brain. So yeah, it's that little part in the front of your brain, prefrontal cortex, hence prefrontal cortex. So trying to multitask actually changes the way your brain works. When you focus your attention on something, it activates part of your mind's motivational system, the prefrontal cortex, which wraps around the front of your brain. Got that? Got it. Good. Motivational system. Attention. Okay, we got that. When we're focused, both the left and right sides of the prefrontal cortex work in tandem. But when you multitask, they attempt to work independently. So isn't that interesting? Just even that sentence alone. So when you're focused, the left and right sides are working in tandem. That makes sense, right? You're focused on something. You could kind of feel that, you know what I mean? Like, when you're really focused, it's like you have that one, what do you call that thing? Oh, man. Magnifying glass. It's like you're just focusing in, right? You're just focusing in. Your prefrontal cortex is working in tandem. But when you're multitasking, they're attempting to work independently. Even though it feels like you're doing two things simultaneously, you're actually switching between the two sides of your prefrontal cortex. This switch takes a fraction of a second, but those microseconds add up. It actually takes you up to 40% longer to complete the tasks than if you were to tackle them separately. Isn't that interesting? This is a great, informative article if this is correct. Also, they say all truths are truths, according to Aaron Dottie, so I can decide that this is real. I mean, what's really real? What's really real? The Dream Bubble Show is a real thing. It's real. There's a lot in my head right now, imagination, but we're making episodes now. They're like, all right, back to the article. So what I'm getting out of this so far is, like, you really want to be efficient and effective. Like, you really do want to just focus one thing at a time. Which comes down to that meditative state and that clarity when you clear your mind. I was looking up quotes and just about if you want to be full, clear your mind. Okay, now I'm like, oh gosh, I have to. How do you say the person's name? So, L-A-O-T-Z-U. I'm sorry, I don't know how to say your name. But anyway, it's a famous person, you know. Okay, so they have really a lot of great quotes. And I was just going through them. And about, you know, is it Lao Tzu? Tzu? I don't wanna, you know, I'm like, just someone correct me. This is where I need to have interviews. But if you want to become full, let yourself be empty, is a quote. And, it's really interesting, coming down to the mind, right? So, you know, maybe this whole other thing about this dream bubble thing, it's like bubbles. There, what's inside the bubble? Like, there's not a bunch of stuff, right? You want to float up. Yeah. You can't really put anything in a bubble that's, like, tangible, physical. Like, this is a very, like, it's about, like, as your spiritual being, like, how you are as a spiritual being in this experience, you know? Like, getting rid of the baggage, because that's not going to float in the bubble, you know? So, again, going back to, you know, today we're going through an article, we're learning. I just want to go through this article a little bit more. But, and the bubble kind of is like that magnifying glass, if you think about it, you know? Like this circle that represents so much, what's inside it, what are you focusing on, you know? So, switching between tasks drains your cognitive resources, apparently, according to this article as well, making you more prone to mistakes. Your working memory, which is responsible for reasoning, decision-making, and learning ability, has a limited capacity. It's like a muscle that could only lift so much weight and do so many reps before it needs rest and recovery. So, complex tasks have a higher cognitive load and are more taxing in your working memory. Trying to do multiple complex tasks at once, say making a phone call while driving, is simply too much for your brain to handle, and you're more likely to make mistakes. So, yeah. Okay, when you add a third task, like following your GPS directions, you make 3 times the number of errors when you're trying to do 2 things at once. You're only able to do several things at once when the cognitive load of each task is low. Going a walk while eating snack, listening to your favorite podcast, for example. Okay? So, your brain's anti-distraction system. Focusing your attention takes more than channeling your brain power into a single goal. I'm just gonna skim this for a second. When you're focused, your brain is functioning differently, even at the neural level. The messages your neurons send each other when you're trying to pay attention are both more intense and more clear. Like, they're in a noisy room trying to shout a simple message to one another. Okay, yeah, blocking out stimuli. Okay. It's saying how multitasking fries your brain, pretty much. Switching between tasks makes your brain eat up more glucose, making you feel exhausted and disoriented even after a small amount of multitasking. So, multitasking causes new information to get stored in the wrong part of the brain and compromises your short-term memory. So this is all interesting. This is just one perspective of this Reich.com article, but, you know, I like to see, maybe they have some evidence to back up. It seems like they have some links. They refer to the laboratory studies or something, the rats, and, you know, and I see what they're saying. Okay, so in spite of all these compelling reasons to avoid multitasking, there are a few situations where juggling tasks is actually beneficial, they say. So one example, exercise. Physical activity boosts circulation to your brain, delivering oxygen and other nutrients necessary for optimal mental performance. I agree with that. It also produces chemicals that improve memory, problem-solving, decision-making skills, while releasing hormones that boost attention, motivation, and focus. I am all for exercising. I've been exercising my whole life. Growing up exercising, I totally agree. I'm about to do some yoga, which I think that, you know, even just, I might go on a run, but whatever, all these things that we're talking about here, I think mind-body-soul connection, which exercise, if you're really there focusing, you're exercising, like, you're thinking of all these, you know, clearing out your thoughts, but you're aware, I should say, not thinking. But if you're aware of your body moving in this time and space and the clarity that your mind's getting and you're a soul in this body and, you know, you're just all there while you're exercising too and, like, you know what you're doing, getting this all the flow going, you know, and you're conscious and very present and knowing you're benefiting your body and you're just, you know, getting rid of all the beliefs no longer serving you. You're like, hey, I'm moving, I'm grateful to be moving, I'm here, I am, you know, I'm a soul in this body and I'm able to do this movement and expressing yourself and like dance and hula hooping and whatever you might do, flow dance, and I just think all that is so beneficial. So, I mean, this is also a side note. I'm going off on so many tangents today. We were originally talking about time and wanting to do all these things at once, and what I ultimately think it comes down to is, like, do some yoga. You know what I mean? You want to do all these things at once, maybe write down your list of what you want to get done. If you could see the overview picture and you're like, whoa, this is more important than this, for whatever reason, your beliefs, you know, you have like a thing, like maybe some things you're better to do at night, some things are better in the morning. Maybe there's an order, you know, maybe if you have to like put numbers to that order, you know, maybe take like maybe 5 things you want to do, right? And you could do like a time order, or you can like star like how important it is. Like 1 star, it's not that important. Like maybe like 3 stars. You know, I'm making up things right now, just ideas, throwing things around. But I'm like, okay, so like I want to buzz my hair. You know, sometimes it's hard to, you don't need to judge it though. That's the thing. We're trying to live without judgments, right? So, but it's like, maybe you could put it in a perspective of like, oh yeah, maybe I should go do this now. Like, okay, if I do yoga first, I'll have more clarity on how to do my hair better, you know, or like, it's like getting, like, the idea is you're getting into that zone. What's going to put you into that zone first, you know? Like, I might go to NYC, but that would be after I do these things, because before I go out in the world, like, an example, if you're going to go out in the world, if you're going to go out on a run and a walk, you want to feel, like, good, you know? You want to feel, forget that word good, but you want to feel ready, prepared. You have some clarity, your mind's, like, very clear, you know? You know? So, be at peace. You want to be at peace and love yourself, you know, before you go to things, you know? So, again, like, it's like, what do you want to accomplish? Well, you know, maybe you need to use the internet where you are right now. You want to upload your podcast. Maybe you need to use your computer or something. Maybe you could do something quickly. And then, so that's going while you're doing your yoga. Like, so then people could check it out while you're busy doing yoga. Like, maybe you want to upload things before you go. You know, I think sometimes we waste too much time thinking about, like, oh, what should we do? I can't make a decision. That right there is how many seconds you're just trying to figure out a situation, like what to do, right? Problem solving. And I think maybe sometimes you just need to clear our minds and meditate. It's like, you know, whew, take a break for a second, you know? You want an answer. You're looking for an answer. Maybe the looking for the answer is a waste of time. Like, maybe you know the answer already, but it's a matter of clearing your mind, getting rid of the distractions, right? So, you know, it's about getting that clarity. So I think anytime you feel, like, overwhelmed, like, oh, man, I want to do all these things at once, like, I think it comes back to coming down to center. Like, there's this circle and time. It's like a clock, and you have more than 12 things you maybe want to do, like, every hour, every minute, 60 things you want to do, right, around the clock. And it's, like, coming to that center point where you have, like, a pinpoint, like, I am here now, like, I am fill in the blanks, right? I was just listening to Jake Ducey about this, like, you know, I am, what are you? You're here in this moment, now. It's like, forget the clock, in the middle, it's just now, right? Like, this has been a thing, I didn't make this up, like, what time is it? Now. What time is it? Now. What time is it now? What do you want to do right now? And, you know, take action on that. You know, desire has to be turned into action. Like, let it spark whatever happens. So, you know, it's energy. We're all energy, potential energy, intangible to physical, whatever. You want something to happen. A thought is energy. So how do you transfer it into this physical world, you know, in this realm? What are you trying to accomplish here? You've already accomplished it, okay, dear? We're in the dream bubble. It already happened. What does that feel like lining up with it? So the idea is, you're welcome to your dream life. We're living the dream life now, okay? So you're in this bubble. What does that feel like? You already are living it, right? So Whew, we are 25 minutes in almost, and I am talking about so many things. We went through an article. We're going off on tangents, because guess who needs to go to yoga? That is correct. And I need to clean up my hair antennas, right? So, what can you do for you? And take care of your body, your mind, your soul. What activities can you do to gain more clarity in this moment if you don't have clarity? I think that will help you come to a solution, a conclusion, whatever you need to know what you should be doing. Now I'm rhyming because I'm in the flow, you know, it can't stop me. Don't mind me, here we go. We're floating because we're in the bubble, and now we're, but it's exploded all over the place. It's merging with the real dream life that we are. So, they're like, what happened in the first place? Did you learn anything? You're a shooting star from afar, and we just took a journey. Oh, yeah. Woo, save the planet. We are. Okay, so I love you. Peace, love, and namaste, but I gotta get going. I hope you got something from this brainstorming in the flow. Like I said, I didn't plan anything this out. This is just, you know, a section that was going down in my life, and I hope you got something from it. I hope it helped you. But again, I'm going to start doing interviews, so if you have anything on this that you would like to include, also feel free to email me, siphon-@gmail.com, and I'll put it in the description, you know, the link, if you want to check out more stuff that I've been making, but we got to get these interviews going down, so if you have topics you want to talk about, you know, like I said, I'm always researching. Today, as an example, I was actually reading an article to you, so, you know, we could do that together. We could talk about what we've learned in life, what's worked before, success stories. We could talk about living the dream. There's so much information to share, but it's about giving value, which I hope you got something from this today. Again, only sending you love. We're in that high vibration state, floating high above, woo, enjoying life. That's right. So it's like, how do you end this? Finish my sentence. I'm always saying that because I really don't. Oh, fill it in.